Kieran Quinn, congratulations. You were there in 2010 when Errigal won the last, 2012 when Errigal won their last county title. It's been a long wait, but it's been worth the wait.
A couple of finals there, 17, 19 in between times, and just they still sit at the bottom of the stomach now. It's far better going in the way we're going in the night than them two times, so I'm glad we got over the line in eight high, and just the boys dug in deep there. Kirk Moore put us up this, but thankfully did enough damage in the first half to get ourselves over the line in the second high. So
there's been many disappointments along the way over the years, but the players always pick themselves up again, went at it again, gave the championship a real rattle every year, and finally it has come good for you.
I think the manager was excellent out there. They instilled a bit of self-belief in us, and sometimes you just have to reset yourself in team football and just say to yourself, go again. So a wee bit of self-belief put in this, a wee bit of grit put in this, and got over the line, hey.
Well, that's the thing that we've probably noticed most about Errigal. When games you might have been losing in years gone past, you were getting yourselves over the line, using that, as you say, that little bit of grit.
There's only so many times that you can kick a dog when it's down, and it's going to bite whenever it comes back again sometime. So, no, that was us, hey. Through too long, we haven't been at the top of these steps here, so we just dug deep there today and got over the line.
You were 7 points ahead at half time. It looked like the game was fairly well under control, but you can never discount Carrickmore. They'll always come fighting back at you. They came back with a Martin Penrose goal, got it back to 2 points.
They're going to get their purple patch. We knew Carrickmore. They probably didn't do themselves justice in the first half, and wouldn't have wanted to be in the change room at half time. We knew they were going to come back at us. Hey, it was about riding out the storm and picking ourselves up again and going again, making it count at the other end.
And then you needed, of course, that last goal from Joe Goose, and a brilliant flick from Derek Canavan to set it up. A vital score that was.
Them two lads are on the county panel there, and they've come on. Big Joe's come on leaps and bounds this year. Hey, he's playing his football of his life. Fair play to the big lad, and Dars really stepped up his game too, so fair play to them young cubs. They're really driving us out by his own. So
and at the end of the day, it was defence that really won it for you. Yourself and Derek, Tommy Canavan there with turnovers, Cormac as well, Ben McDonald, some really important turnovers in that second half.
It's about putting your body on the line. It's just trying to get something on the ball and stop it going over the bar, over the line. Marty Swifty, or Marty Penrose, he's lightning, he's cute as a fox, he takes a bit of watching. Keelan Daly, even young McGarity and all them boys, we had all specific jobs to do the other day, and young Eddie McCrory was to be in there, and Penrose, and thankfully I got the nod.